We are learning Masechtas Erev and Daf Lamed Tes Samad Aleph, and we are beginning approximately six lines from the top. Gufa. We learned Gufa Amar Rav Yehuda Erev Baraglav V'Yoyim Rishon. If someone made an Erev Baraglav, he said there's two ways to make an Erev: either by putting your food in a Makom Shvisa and that becomes a Makom Shvisa, or you walk to that place and you kind of Shvisa in that place. So if you did it the first day, you have to go back the second day. Ma'av Baraglav Hashem. You have to go back the second day because we hold at least the Chumrah two Kedushos. And therefore, in order to have a Erev a second day, you got to walk to the second day. Erev Pas Biyam Rishon, Ma'arev Pas Biyam Sheni. If you Erev Pas Biyam Rishon, you have to Ma'arev Pas Biyam Sheni. You have to Ma'arev Pas Biyam Sheni. Erev Pas Biyam Rishon, then Ma'arev Baraglav B'Sheni. You're allowed to be Ma'arev Baraglav B'Sheni. So the first case that says Ma'arev Pas Biyam Sheni, the more we'll talk about it in a second. Ma'arev Pas Biyam Sheni, Erev Pas Rishon, we'll talk about it momentarily. The next thing, Ma'arev Baraglav, if someone's Ma'arev Baraglav the first day, Ma'arev Baraglav Hasheni, the second day, Erev Baraglav. Yeah, so I'll read it and start again here. Erev Baraglav Risha, Ma'arev Baraglav Hasheni. Erev Pas Ben Risha, Ma'arev Pas Hasheni. Erev Baraglav Rishon, Ein Ma'arev Pas Hasheni. You can't bring a new pas the second day because you can't make a new Erev on Yontif Shabbos because that's Achana. She'ein Ma'arev Matrila B'Pas. You can't make Ma'arev Matrila B'Pas. So what it says is like this, that if you made the first day with pass, so the second day I could do a pass. But if I made the first day Baraglav, either I go there Baraglav, or I can't do any Erev. Because I can't make an Erev bepass Metchila on Yontif Shabbos, because that is Hachana. That is Hachana. Zok to Gemara. That it said in the Gemara. Erev pass b'yam rishon, ma'arev pass b'yam sheni, omar Shmuel v'oisa pass. It has to be the same exact bread. You can't bring a new bread. Again, because that's a problem of Hachana. You can't bring a new bread. It has to be the same exact bread. Amar Vashi, Dekanami Mastista, this is most of the Mukhlak that, Tani, Ketzaru Oisa, what do you do? It says our Mishnah, Melichai Barisha, in a Machshavalov. You bring the Erev on the first day, and you wait till it gets dark to see it's still there, but no, you take it home, Abolev Hashani, Machshavalov. You bring it back the second day, Machshavalov Oichla, and you eat it. Abolev, so it sounds like it's bring the same exact challah, so it's a raya, they have to bring the same exact pass, that's a raya to this. So come on over, the Rabbanon, we'll see in a second who that is. You don't have to bring the same pass. Just our mission is saying, you know you have this pass. You know this is Erev. Just use the same pass. You don't have to start scrambling for pass on Yontiv, on Erev Shabbos. Now, who's the Rabbanon? So Rashi explains, this Rabbanon is the Mandi Omrim. It's Abaya and Rabba by Rav Chanan who say before that they hold it's not an Issa Hachana. They say, hold it's not an Issa Hachana to make an Erev with a pass. They also it's not a Issachana. So the question is, why is not a riot from this Mishnah that you have to bring the same pass? So we're saying, no, just an Eitzah Tova Kamash Malon. Just an Eitzah Tova Kamash Malon. Rashi speaks of a Rabbanon, Abaya v'Rabba Barchanon, the Kometami Le'el, Achana de Rabba, v'lo Yafi Honest Nisim, the Deko Kava says, so they hold that just an Eitzah Tova Kamash Malon. So I'll come upon just to recap what we learned, that Erev Baraglav Yom Rishon, you're allowed to be Ma'arev Baraglav Hasheni. Why? Because going Baraglav is not called Hachana. And the case is you are quiet. You have to be quiet. Because if you say something, then that is called Hachana. If you're Ma'arev Pas Yom Rishon, it depends. If it gets eaten up, you can't make a new Erev Pas. You have to bring the same Pas, according to this Gemara. And if Ma'arev Baraglav Yom Rishon, you can't bring a Pas for the second day. Again, because that's Hachana. Because anytime you bring Pas, you have to make Amir, you have to make a new Chalois. And therefore, that is called Achana. The only time it's not Achana is either you go with your feet and you don't say anything, or it's the same pass. Both cases are cases we don't have to make chalois using the same pass. So even though it's a new era for the second day, Shtei Kedushos, but Shabbos making on Shabbos because Chal B'Tchilas Yom. You're not making a new Yisoy. You're not making a new era. Zok to Mishnah Vayta, new Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah Shoyi Yorei Shema Tis Aber. A Rosh Hashanah that you riskia Shema Tis Aber. Which means, we'll see in the Gemara, means that even in the Zman HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim, a lot of times, you had the Rosh Hashanah for 2 days. Why was that? Because the first day of the year, after 29 days of El, maybe Edom will come that day. So right away, you have to start keeping a Rosh Hashanah on that day ready. You got to keep Rosh Hashanah that day. So they kept Rosh Hashanah. But let's say Edom don't show up. So then, it's going to be, you kept Yom Tov without having a real reason to do it. Now, even the Gemara says, even if Edom come in Mincha Lamayla, also we said that the next day is Yontif. Even if Edom came in Mincha Lamayla, we said the next day is Yontif. Because we wanted them to bring the carbon. Well, we want them to bring the carbon with the Shir Shoyim of Rosh Hashanah. So Nachama, Rehudah Emer Rosh Hashanah Shoyim Yorei Shema Tesaber. Marvam Shnei Eruvim, you let him make two Eruvim. Va'im Eruvim Berishon LaMizrach V'Shein LaMayir. Berishon LaMayir V'Shein LaMizrach. Because he holds that it's two kedushos, or maybe it's a suffix also. He can make erev b'rishon l'mizrach v'shein l'marav, b'rishon l'marav v'shein l'mizrach. A ruvi b'rishon, or v'sheini can ben iroi, a ruvi v'sheini, or b'rishon can ben iroi, v'le hoid lo chacham. The chacham will not mask him to this, and we'll see in the Gemara who that is, but they hold one kedusha. Basically, the question is Rosh Hashanah, we had till now discussion Shabbos and Yom Tov. And then we came out, most Tanoim hold two kedushas. Rosh Hashanah is different. Maybe it's one kedusha. So it says over here in this Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda holds it's two kedushas, and you can make two separate Erevin for each day of Rosh Hashanah. One day Rosh Hashanah can be to the east, one day to the west, one day can be Kibnei Iri, one day not Kibnei Iri. They go two different ways. And the Chum were asking to him. Zokta Mishnah Vaita, V'oid Om Rabbi Yehuda, another idea that Rosh Hashanah is two kedushas, that he says, let's say someone wants to take off Meiser, he has Tevel, he wants to take off Chuma and Meiseris on Rosh Hashanah. So he has an Eitzah, he can make a Tanai. He can make a Tanai. Because he says like this, if today is Chayel, so I want to be Chal today. If today is Yom Tov, I want to be Chal tomorrow. And the same thing he says tomorrow. Master Adam HaKakol v'Yom Tov Rishon v'Oichlo v'Sheini. And again, like Rashi explains, the Tanai is like this. He says the first day, he has a Hafroshos Chuma, he says, he puts it to the side. He says, if today is Chayel, I want that Chuma to be on the Tevel. If today is Kodesh, I want it to happen tomorrow. And tomorrow he says, if today is Kodesh, it happened yesterday already. If today is Chol, I want it to happen today. So again, it's only possible to make this tonight if you hold two Kedushos. V'chein Be'ah Shinol D'Berisha, and also a Be'ah that was born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Toichah B'Sheini, you're allowed to eat it on the second day, because two different Kedushos. V'chom again, we're not agreed, hold Kedusha Achas. Rav Doisa ben Horkenes, Omar, Ha'oibel Lefnei Ha'teva, V'yom Tov Shav Rosh Hashanah, Oima Hachlitzenu Hashem Malakinu Ez Yoyim Reish HaChodesh Hazeh. So there's two parts of this Rav Doisa. First of all, he says that you mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. And number two, he says you make like a Tanai. He say like this. He say, Halchitzeinu Hashem Lekeinu, give us koiches, as Yoyim Reish HaChodesh Hazeh, give us health and koiches on Reish HaChodesh Hazeh, im ha-yoyim, if today is Chodesh, ulamachor, tomorrow. Ulamachor, im ha-yoyim, memesh, if today or if yesterday. Lehoid lo chacham, chacham wore a maskim. So what does it mean that maskim? The Gemara has a shayla. Does it mean it wasn't maskim to mention Reish HaChodesh on Rosh Hashanah, or they weren't maskim to the Tanai? Or they weren't maskim to the Tanai? That's a tut stodim, what lehoid lo chacham is. So our Mishnah says that we have here three cases before this Hachlitzenu. We have three cases of Kedusha Achash de Kedushas, that Nafkamina. One Nafkamina is Gabi Erev, another Nafkamina is Gabi making, taking off Truma, and the third Nafkamina is the Gabi Be'ah and all the Risha in Teichah B'Sheini. So it says in our Mishnah, Lehoid Lu Chacham, the Chacham Hell, there's one Kedusha. Who is this Chachamim? Ma'an Lehoid Lu, Amarav Rabbi Yezi. It's Rabbi Yezi. The time went to Nebraisa. Moidim Chacham Lar Rabbi Yezi, even though Chacham hold that there's a Shaila by Yom Tov and Shabbos that's one Kedusha, they are Moid Lar Rabbi Yezi Rosh Hashanah that it's two Kedushas. So Yorei Shema Tesaber, they worry it's going to be extra Rosh Hashanah, Ma'arav Adam Shnei Ruvin. Ma'arav Ruvin Berishon LeMizrach. The first day is to the east, V'Shein LeMarav. Second day is to the west, Berishon LeMarav. The first day is to the west, V'Shein LeMizrach. Second day is to the east, Ruvin Berishon, V'Shein Kibbeh Iriya, Ruvin V'Shein Berishon Kibbeh Iri. So you can make this tonight. The Chama Moid Lar Rabbi Yezi, it's two Kedushas. Rav Yesi Oyser, Rav Yesi says no, it's one Kedusha. Omle Rav Yesi, Rav Yesi tells the Chacham, Yata Moedim, don't you agree to me, Shembo Edim and Mincha V'Lamayla, that if Edim come, Min HaMincha V'Lamayla, on the first day Rosh Hashanah, and they say today is Rosh Chodesh, Shem Noigim Oysa Yom Kodesh Amal Kodesh, you make today Kodesh and tomorrow Kodesh, both days are Kodesh. And according to Rav Yesi, it's Medina Kodesh, so it's one Kedusha. It's one Kedusha. Zog the Gemara. No, it's also within Suffolk. The 2 days Rosh Hashanah is within Suffolk, so you shouldn't be mezalzel on the first day. If in the middle of a day Rosh Hashanah turns into Chol, people won't want to keep it from Metchila on that day. They'll say, oh, it's not real. So therefore, they're mesakin. You have to keep both days. You have to keep both days Kodesh, but it's within Suffolk. If it's within Suffolk, then it's two Kedushas, because only one day can be Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, it's two Kedushas, not one Kedusha. Rav Yesi holds both days have a Din Kedusha, and therefore it's one Kedusha Achas. But according to Rabbanon, they're two Kedushas.